It's a potent one, but I really do think, and talking to members of Congress, that they now see the politics right now, and it may not last, that the American people are behind this and more likely are willing to take a hit at the pump. I don't think it's been sold adequately.
It means not bringing war here, right? Like, that's another way to message us, I might argue.
Yeah, and Putin's price hike is a great way to message it. The pictures are just so devastating. The children, people are, I want to know, where can we help? You know, when we're trying to put pages up and tell people where are the credible sources of help for the refugees. 2 million people on the move. We haven't seen anything like this since World War II. The hospital in Mariupol, the maternity ward, bombed today, hit the artillery fire, I should say, rocket fire. Right. And in Kyiv, the hospital evacuated, the largest children's hospital. So I think that seeing these faces, I think people are willing to put up with it. That is what at least the Democrats in Congress think. Right. I really thought that the Republican leader, Kevin McCarthy, was maybe premature in his new messaging, that people aren't blaming President Biden for this. Yet he has managed, at least through the State of the Union, he managed to make the case.